A royal visit is underway in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The Queen Mary II, the world's largest and most expensive cruise ship, has arrived in nearby Port Everglades, having just completed her maiden transatlantic voyage from Southampton, England. 2,500 passengers paid thousands of dollars for the chance to inaugurate the ship that Cunard Line hopes will make it a leader in the multi-billion-dollar luxury cruise market. NPR's Philip Davis boarded the Queen Mary II for this report.
With a basso profundo blast from her horn, the Queen Mary II slid effortlessly into berth 21 on Monday, just after sunrise. Her hull was navy blue, the superstructure a brilliant white, her single smokestack a deep crimson. A tugboat wasn't even required. Computerized steering allowed the ship to dock without aid, just like a normal-sized vessel. But don't let the Queen Mary's maneuverability fool you, said passenger Donald Lattenberger as he left baggage claim.
Huge. And until you're on it, you don't realize how huge it is, but it's big.
The Queen Mary II weighs 151,400 tons, nearly twice as heavy as the original Queen Mary. It's 1,100 feet long.
Equivalent of 41 London double-decker buses end-to-end.
Says Pamela Conover, the president of Cunard Line. And it's tall. Taller than the Statue of Liberty, says Queen Mary's Commodore, Ronald Warwick, who piloted the vessel into Fort Lauderdale from a bridge that was 137 feet above the water.
So it's incredibly high, and going past the condos on the north side, that was really interesting experience. Now we're nearly towering above them.
Cunard hopes that the intense interest in the Queen Mary II, the ship is already 70% sold for the coming year, signals a turnaround in a company whose fortunes had been flagging. As recently as 1998, Cunard was down to two ships, the Queen Elizabeth II and the Caronia. Then it was bought for $500 million by Giant Carnival Corporation, operator of 11 cruise lines. Mickey Arison is Carnival's chairman.
Well, it's a true rebirth for the company. The company hadn't built a new liner since QE2 some 37, 8 years ago. And because of that, it stagnated for a very long time. And when we bought the company in 98, we were absolutely committed to a rebirth, and this is it.
Yet the Queen Mary II adds thousands of staterooms to a cruise industry that, since 9/11 and the SARS outbreak, has been bedeviled by overcapacity and cutthroat discounting. But there were few reported discounts on the Queen Mary II. Staterooms started at $2,800 a person for a standard inside berth and escalated swiftly after that. Top of the line is the enormous Grand Duplex Suite, which sprawls 9,000 square feet over two levels and costs $37,000 to book. Despite such prices, every room on the ship's inaugural run from Southampton down to the Canary Islands and onto Barbados in Florida quickly sold out. For Susie Mays, a California passenger, it was money well spent.
So many experiences. I mean, we had wonderful lectures. We had great English tea. We had a crowd at a port at Las Palmas in the Canaries where there were thousands of people with fireworks in it, and it made us all cry. It was just wonderful.
Other veteran cruisers, like Dorothy Jeffries of Australia, were a bit more cautious in their praise.
The atmosphere of the Queen Mary isn't there yet, not like the QE2 has. They're still cutting their teeth once they do that, iron everything out. It should be a lot better.
Little things like luggage. It took passengers nearly 3 hours to disembark in Florida. But all had praise for the handling of the ship, which weathered a force 8 gale its second day out with few cases of seasickness, and its luxurious appointments like a champagne bar and the onboard outpost of the Canyon Ranch Spa. Cunard has already ordered a new queen. The 85,000-ton Queen Victoria is scheduled to be delivered next year. Philip Davis, NPR News, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.